You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
So we've got a lovely little collection here. I know Dan's been yelling about too many people in the studio, but you know what, man? I am also trying to build something in this company. It's something basketball driven, and it's supposed to be intelligent and fun. And you've caught some of this if you've been watching the post-game shows on YouTube after each of these finals games. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce some of the lovely faces in the crowd right now who have joined me. I've got Mo Dakil. He's a former video coordinator with the San Antonio Spurs and the Los Angeles Clippers, and was also on the staff for the Australian national team. There you go. And then, yeah, there you go. Yeah, like, yeah, I feel like this is like a
Welcome, Mo.
I've got Charlotte Wilder, who's going to be my co-host on a did I give that away?
We're being nebulous.
All right. Yeah. It's going to be working with me in certain capacities.
Going to be working with you tonight, right? As a part of the post-game
absolutely
coverage.
Yes, for sure.
You're going to have two people in the arena.
Yeah. How about that? Well, guess what? We're going to have three people in the arena because over in the back over there, we got Jenna Garcia.
Hey.
What's up, everybody?
Coming from Denver with a lot of Denver homer opinions, but good gambling stuff. And Jenna, I'm going to put you on the spot, so you better start getting ready with your props for tonight.
I don't like the Denver homers opinion.
Yeah, I mean, like, you kind
welcome
of
to the party.
Well, neither do we. That's why we hope they don't happen.
We'll stop giving them.
Also, we'll be in the building. Juju Gotti, will you be at the game with us?
You got to know, sir.
There it is. That's
you
my guy.
It. You're my hero, by the way.
The star of Media Day, Juju Gotti, just going around and roasting people for their footwear. And to the back right over here, my guy, 10-Day Tony. 10-Day, you going to be at the watch-along?
I'll be at the watch-along, yeah.
There you go.
Talking to people, mingling shaking hands, kissing babies.
Because this business has to be built, man. That's the thing that Dan doesn't understand, man. He thinks like, oh, it's just going to come in. No, you have to put your hands in the dirt, Dan. You got to put your hands in the dirt and get it out of there.
You got to get those mixers set up. Yeah.
Look, man. Years from now, when this is a multi-billion dollar corporation, they'll all point to this day. That was like, that's when it all changed, when Rod Thorne walked in and said, what the hell the thing you guys got going on here? game three is tonight. It's across the street from us. I'm very excited, mainly because it's across the street from us. I like the idea that we are the closest thing of any note to the arena. Even the media hotel where they're staying is not close. Not as close as us. We're across the street. And so, Mo, let's start with you. I asked you this question yesterday, I think. What adjustments do you think the Nuggets are going to make based on what the Heat did at the end of game two?
Well, I think the first thing they're going to do is, one, just play better and play harder, which is always an easy adjustment. But the I think the way they attack the zone is going to be more interesting, I think. They spent too much time trying to get it to Jokic in the high post, and by the time he got it, it was laid up against the shot clock. I think we're going to see more movement. I think we're going to see them overload one side of the zone to open things up for them and get everything going from there. I think we'll see a better attack from them against the zone.
Jenna, I want to ask you something from Basketball Illuminati today. Today's episode, you guys could check it out wherever you get podcasts. Tom did his own research, and he basically analyzed what happens when the Nuggets have Jokic shooting a lot versus passing, whether it's assists or potential assists. And when the ratio tips in a certain direction towards shooting, the Nuggets, I believe, are 0-3 this playoffs and 7-5 on the season. Yeah. Versus when he's more of a passer, regardless of how much he scores, but in terms of that ratio passing to shooting, their record is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Coach Spoelstra got like irritated at Ramona Shelburne for saying, oh, make him a shooter, make him a passer. But based on your experience, what is it about when Jokic shoots a lot that makes the Nuggets a worse team?
Well, because the double team, that they can send a double team. They don't have to worry about the other guys on the floor, obviously, as much. They definitely didn't shoot great, but I don't... Everyone I've talked to that actually plays says this is silly. He scored 41 points. What are we talking about? It doesn't matter. Like, he was still a huge part of the offense. Obviously, the 3-0-3 record is not great, but they hadn't lost a game. They had 8 straight wins. Like, a loss every once in a while is good for the team. I think this was a needed loss. They needed to lose so they can get back to their way of playing, Mo. What's wrong?
Why are you smiling?
We asked you to stop with the homer takes.
Like, no.
A loss is good for you from time to time.
Jenna, don't stop. Don't stop. I love this. I love this take so much because I agree with it. The Nuggets had to lose to get that fire back. They need to go into a hostile environment with a chip on their shoulder. Jenna, never stop.
So
I'm here for you.
So they emptied out about 25% of the losses afforded to them in this do-or-die series.
Gave away home court. No problem. Let's just throw home court away. We only played the entire season to get home court. Let's just throw it away because we needed to give it away.
How much has Charlotte been hanging out with Stugatz?
The more time I spend with Stugatz, the more I'm worried how similar I am to Stugatz.
The same thing happened to Jessica. You guys remember, like, Jessica came in here with, like, principles and morals, and then, like, within a week of being around Stugatz, she's grifting left and right. And I'm like, and now you're spitting out cliches.
Stugatz.
Can I ask a question? Is Stugatz an infectious disease? Is this the more you're around him, you become Stugatz? Or
maybe he just brings out what was always in you.
Only if he's outbreaking.
Oh, ew.
I'm headed there anyway.
Yeah. Juju.
That's you're on one today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.